What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Guys, today we're going to talk about stress. I'm going to share my experiences with you, and in return, you're going to practice today's sentence and leave a comment below. Deal? Okay. So currently, I am experiencing a pretty intense amount of stress. I'm still in college, trying my best to get my last credits so I can graduate. I work here at VoiceTube and also I work as a tutor on the weekends. When I'm not working or studying, I sing in a choir, performing and practicing. My family and friends are getting frustrated because I stopped spending time with them. When I'm free, however, I choose to be alone most of the time because, believe it or not, I'm actually a quiet person and really enjoy being alone. So, when I finish recording pronunciation challenge, I'm done talking for the day. So, that sucks for my friends and family. But it's also so great to be here with you guys on the air. Anyway, all I'm saying is that there's a lot going on in my life. I tried my best to balance work and leisure, but then it just caused more stress. Ugh, life, right? Although there's stress, there are also achievements and satisfaction that come with it. So I should probably stop whining and start working. Okay guys, today's video is about stress and how your body reacts to it. If you think you're stressed, you should really go watch it. But before that, let's practice today's sentence with me. But it's actually released to protect your brain from the nerve damage associated with trauma. Okay, one more time. This time a little bit slower, okay? But it's actually released to protect your brain from the nerve damage associated with trauma. Okay, 今天的句子比较短，不过它里面有几个比较难念的字。好，那我们来看看今天的 pronunciation tips. 首先我们来看连音的部分。第一个, but it's, but it's, but 的 T 跟 it's 的 I 可以连在一起说变成 but it's. 再来第二个, it's actually, it's actually. It's 的一撇 S 跟 actually 的 A 可以连在一起变成 it's actually. 所以这三个字, but it's actually, but it's actually, 可以很快的就把它念过去。再来, protect your, protect your. Protect 的 T 跟 your 的 Y 可以连在一起, protect your, protect your. Okay. 再来最后一个, damage associated, damage associated. Damage 的 GE 可以跟 associated 的 AS 连在一起 Damage associated 好,这样子这句话很短,那也可以念得很快。好,接下来我们来看看 vocabularies 的部分。The first vocabulary of the day is release. Release. Release 它的意思是释放、放开、松开、排放、宣泄、发行或是上映。它有很多个意思,所以我们要来举多一点例子来给大家看一看,好不好?来,第一个, NBC released the blooper reels of their hit TV shows due to the audience's demand. They think it's fun to see the actors messed up their lines. NBC 电视台因观众要求释出了他们受欢迎的电视剧的NG画面。观众觉得看到演员们搞砸他们的台词很好笑。那这里的 release 呢，就是释出的意思。好，再来第二个例子, The clown let go of his hand and the balloons flew freely towards the sky. 小丑松开了他的手，让气球自由地飞向天空。对，那这里的release就是松开的意思，release. Okay, the next vocabulary of the day is nerve. Nerve. Nerve 在这里是名词，它的意思是神经的意思，神经. Okay, punching a hole on my helix hurt more than I expected. I thought there were no nerves there. 穿耳骨比我想象的还要痛，我以为那里没有神经呢。 那不知道大家有没有穿耳环的经验，我是没有耳环啦，但是我其实有在考虑想要去穿耳骨，但是我听我的朋友说，听说穿耳骨会很痛，比穿就是在那个耳垂那边还要痛，然后听说睡觉的时候压到也会有点不舒服，尤其是刚穿完的，就是几个月可能会就会特别痛，可能还会发炎啊之类的。嗯，不过还是很想穿，大家觉得怎么样？有没有人穿过耳骨？可以在下面跟我分享一下你的经验。 OK，那接下来我们要补充一个大家都非常非常熟悉到一个不行的单字，叫做 nervous。 nervous 的意思就是担心的、紧张不安的。那这个字当然就是从 nerve 来的啦。对，那来举一个例子给大家。You can tell that he's nervous by his shaky legs, trembling voice, and awkward smile. 从他发抖的脚、颤抖的声音、尴尬的笑容，可以看得出他很紧张。那再来补充一个片语 ，have the nerve to do something。Have the nerve to do something， 它的意思就是有种做什么什么事情的意思。I can't believe you had the nerve to go behind his back. He's going to skin you alive when he finds out about this. 我没想到你竟然有种背叛他，他发现之后一定会把你给扒皮的。OK， 接下来下一个单字补充 ，damage 的意思是损害、危害、损坏、伤害的意思。那在前面加一个名词，比如说 brain damage 或是 nerve damage， 这样就代表什么东西受损了。比如说 brain damage 就是头脑、脑部受损 ，nerve damage 的意思就是神经受损。所以呢 ，damage 就是这个意思。那再来下一个补充一个片语 ，be associated with。Be associated with， 它的意思是什么什么所引起的，和什么什么有关联，或是和什么什么有瓜葛。Lena Luther is indeed associated with the famous Luther family. However, she worked very hard proving the world that she's different from her evil family members. Lena Luther 的确和恶名昭彰的 Luther 家庭有关联，但她非常努力地向世界证明她有鉴于她邪恶的家族成员。那 Lena Luther 她是 DC 漫画里面的角色，她的哥哥和她的妈妈呢都是出了名的大坏蛋，她的哥哥是超人的好朋友，但最后呢变成了坏人，杀了非常多的人。那 Lena Luther 长大后呢就非常的努力想要摆脱她这个 Luther 的这个名字，因为她很多人听到她这个姓氏就会特别怕她，怕她也是坏人，但事实上她是一个好人，那她做了非常多的好事，希望大家可以看得见她是好人。那 Lena Luther 她是妹妹，她是领养的小孩，但虽然是领养的小孩，但她的名称，她的 Luther 这个名字还是会就是扯她的后腿吼。对，没错。 OK guys， 那这就是 Lena Luther 的故事啊。OK guys， that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember, no matter how hectic your life is, always get some rest and do the things that relaxes you. I hope today's pronunciation challenge is not a stressor for you. I'm really sorry if it is, but you'll benefit from the practice, I promise. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.